today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're about 10 lines into the page. The Gemara is, and we're at the two dots. So we're going to have some Divrei Agada that certain Ne'orim Gedolim were Mechadish in Torah in the Mashmaus of the Aleph Beis. So Amar Le Rabbanan Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Asu Dagdike in the Bei Midrasha. Some children came to the Beis Medrash. Va'amru Mili Tafil Bime Yeshua ben Nun lo it rakavasahu, and they were saying things that even the days of Yeshua ben Nun, such chidushi Torah that they didn't have. And here's how they darshaned: Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina means to learn Torah. Gimel Dalis is a remez. Gimel Dalim to support poor people. My time pshute carry the Gimel Gabe Dalis. What is the reason that the left leg of the Gimel extends toward the Dalid and not toward the Beis? Shekein Darko Shel Gomel Chasadim Loritz Achar Dalim, because someone who's interested in doing Chasid is always running to find poor people. Umaytaim Pshuta Kari the Dalitz the Gabe Gimel. And why is it that the leg of the Dalid is more toward the side of the Gimel? To tell us Dilimtze Lenafshe, that the poor person should make himself available so that the generous person should be able to provide him with things. Umaytaim Mahadar Ape the Dalitz. And why does the Megimel, why does the Dalid turn its face away from the Gimel? And this is also telling us something, that the Gomel Chesed, the Litin Lei Bitzina, should give to the poor person in a very private way, so that he won't be embarrassed by the fact that he has to take. And we continue with the Aleph Beis. Hey Vav, Zeshmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, those are the letters of the name of Hashem. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Kaf Lamed, that's Meramez V'Mata Osakein, that if you learn Torah in your Gomel Chesed with people who are poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zanoscha v'cheinoscha u'meitiv l'cha v'nosen l'cha yerusha v'kosher l'cha keser the olam haba. Hashem is going to give you zayin ches tes yud and chaf, meaning zan is mezonos, he's going to give you ches which is chein, he's going to give you tes which is tov, he's going to give you yud which is yerusha, and he's going to give you chaf which is a keser, a crown in olam haba. And that's the lamed also, I guess, is the olam haba. Mem psucha, mem stuma, mamra pasuach, mamra sasum. That the mem in two forms refers to things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us permission to darshan, which is mamra pasuach and mamra sasum. Those things that that we're told not to darshan, like the ma'aseh merkava. Nun kfufa, nun pshuta. The two forms of the letter nun. Ne'eman, that it means that a person who's trustworthy in this world has to be kafuf, should be someone who's very humble, and in that way neman pashut, he's going to be neman in olam haba. He'll be the trustworthy person. Olam haba is going to be able to stand up tall. Samach ayin is a remez to smoch aniyim, support aniyim. Lishna achrina siman nase b'torah, that a person should make simanim in the Torah ukeneosa, and by making these simanim you'll be able to acquire Torah. Meaning you make little mnemonics, you try to remember things with numbers. Pei kfufa, pei pshuta, the two letters of the two forms of the letter pei. Pe pasuach, pe sasum, that a person should have an open mouth to share Torah, and a closed mouth when there's someone who's greater than him who's able to share Torah. Tzadik kfufa, tzadik pshuta, the two forms of the letter tzadik. Tzadik kafuf and tzadik pashut, that a tzadik has to be kafuf in olam hazeh. He should be humbled in this world, and he should stand up proud in the next world. So ask the Gemara, from the fact that we dashen with the tzadi, hainu neman kaf of neman pashut, it's the same drasha we made with the two forms of the letter nun. So it says, Mara, hosef l'cha kasuf kfifal kfifaso, mikanshin the Torah, Biminod Rosh, that this tells us that a person needs to be exceedingly humble. That's why we have two separate drashos about the humility that a person has to have. Kuf Kadosh, Reish Rasha. Kuf is Merames, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reish is a Remez to a Rasha. My time, Mahadrape to Kuf. Why does a Kuf, Mereish, why does a Kuf turn away from the Reish? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Yachal Istakel Ber Rasha. Hashem says, I'm unable to look at the Rasha. My time, Mahadra Tage Dukuf Lagabe Reish. Why does the tag on the Kuf turn toward the Reish? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Im Chozer Bo, if the Rasha changes his mind, Ani Kosher Lo Keser Kamosi, I will tie him a crown like me. Umay Taima Kari De Kuf Tluya, why is the leg of the Kuf hanging? De Ihadar Bei Li Ayil, because if he decides to change his mind, then he can come through that opening in the kuf, and Hashem will accept his tshuva. V'leil b'hach, so ask the Gemara, why does he need a special Pesach just for this purpose? Can't someone who comes and does tshuva go through the bottom of the kuf? Why does he need another window on the left side of the kuf? So the Maseil Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, May Dichsiv, Im La'leitzim Hu Yalitz La'anav Mitein Chayin, Balitame Poschino, Balitar Maseilino. So yeah, even though there's a way for a person to do tshuva, there's always a way for a person to do tshuva. If a person is balitar, if a person goes out of his way to try to do tshuva, then misayeno. So then we will try to help him out. Shin sheker, the letter shin is a remez to sheker. Tav emes, and the letter tav is a remez to emes. My time is sheker mikarvan milei. Why are the letters of the word sheker, shin, kuf, and resh, very close to each other in the order of the aleph bays? And emes a merachka milei. The letters of the word emes are as far apart from each other as you can be in the aleph bays. It's both extremes, the first letter and the last letter, and a letter right in the middle, because shikra shchiach, sheker is something that's very common, you'll find it very easily, but kushta lo shchiach, the truth, is something that's very rare. My time is shikra, why is it that all three letters of the word sheker are standing on one leg, whereas the emes melabin labune, all the letters of the word emes are on firm ground, meaning the way the letters are formed, the bottom of the letters take up space on the bottom line, on the line that they're written on. Kushta kai shikra lokai. That's because emes is stable and sheker is very unstable. It doesn't have any kiyum. So the Gemara has brought what these dardiki, these children came and darshaned about the letters of the aleph bays in order. So now the Gemara is going to bring other drashos that the children darshaned as far as the letters of the aleph bays, but not in the order, but rather in the seder of atbash, and you know, which is another way of like a form of gematria, and all the mamarames to the punishment that is going to be given to rishayim and the schar that's going to be given to tzaddikim in the end of day. So atbash, the remez to what to atbash is remez to what Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks about rishayim in the lashon of a tema, osi ta'av es avalo, that he has rejected me, and should I wait and hope for him to do tshuva from his rishos? Bash bi lo chashak shmi yacholalav, he hasn't been interested in me, should I have my name chal on him? Gar guf otime arachim alav, he was metame his body, should I have rachmanas on him? Dak dalsosai no'al, he locked my doors, karnav lo agadeh, should I not cut off his horns? Ad kan midas rishayim, that's what happens to rishayim. Aval midas tzadikim, but the way to understand the schar given to tzadikim, at bash is remez im atabosh, if you are embarrassed from doing sin, so gar dak, so if you do that, in Mata Osakein, Gor Bedok, you should be your nefesh will be bound up under my throne in the Dok Shemayim. Hat Vaf Chatzitza Havi Ben Chala Af. There's going to be a chatzitza, a barrier between you and anger. Zachas Ten Imata Einata Mizdazeya Mina Satan, and then you don't have to shake and tremble from the Satan. And Yam Kol Amar Sar Shel Gehenim. That in my yam put everything, meaning give the whole world, even the Yisrael should go to Gehenim. And Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Gehenim that based on the Seder of the Aleph Beis, Achas Bata Gif Ani Chas Aleim Mepnei Shabatu Begif, I will have Rachmanos for Klal Yisrael because they have rejected adultery. Dachatz Dakim Heim, they are pure. Kenim Haim, they are truthful, tzaddikim haim, they are righteous, and therefore, chalak ein lecha chelak behen, you have no chelak in them. Umar zanshas, amar gehenim lefanav, ribonus shalolam, mari zanini, mizaru shalshes. The gehenim is going to say, give me some sustenance from the children of Shes, the son of Adam Arishon, meaning from the other umos, and from Yisrael, from the children of Adam Arishon. Amar lo, al bam das, lehechan olicha, gan Albam gan das lehechan alichan legan hadas. Where not only am I not going to give you a chelik in them, I'm going to bring them to Gan Eden. Ha vaf amr gehenim v'hakadosh baruch hu ribono shalom ayef anochi. Gehenim is going to say I'm tired. Hashem will say zat chak. These are the children of Yitzchak. Tar yash ukas. They watch and wait. Yeshli kitos shalav chavim shani nosin lach. Meaning, don't worry, Gehenim. You're going to get something because I have plenty of Ovdei Kochavim to provide you with. So that's how they dash in the Aleph Beis, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis.